This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters could decide this fall whether to remove the state's constitutional abortion funding ban. CPR's Benta Berkland reports on a push to defeat the proposal and keep the ban in place.
The proposal would allow Colorado to fund grants for reproductive health care, and it would also guarantee the right to abortion in the state constitution. Opponents say it's wrong to ask taxpayers to foot the bill. Republican Representative Brandi Bradley.
Would we ask taxpayers that don't have any religious ideology or foundation to do anything religious with taxpayer money? Why are we asking taxpayers to pay for the killing of a baby?
Colorado voters have already struck down initiatives seeking to limit abortion access, but this amendment to expand it also faces challenges. Backers must get signatures from all of the state's Senate districts, and it will require support from at least 55% of voters to pass. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A former executive is suing a Colorado-based mining company for religious discrimination. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Dan Janney says Newmont Corporation fired him 2 days after he was denied religious accommodations over his COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The federal lawsuit also claims that the mining corporation discriminated against the former vice president by requiring him to encourage employees to get the vaccine. Janney's attorney, Stephen Murray, says Newmont didn't offer alternatives to Janney.
Newmont engaged in probing and judging of one's religious faith as opposed to accepting it.
Newmont is already facing two similar lawsuits from a former director and 10 employees from its mine southwest of Pikes Peak in Victor. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado Springs has highs in the 40s this afternoon, Denver just above 50. This is CPR News and KRCC.